Hello, listeners. This week, I am so excited and honored to have a reality TV fan favorite join me on the pod. You know him from season one of The Circle, and you love him because it's literally impossible not to. Shubham Goel is here and talks not only about his time in The Circle, but his love for Big Brother and all reality TV. I'm so grateful he took the time to chat with me, and I know you'll enjoy it. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening, and get ready because Celebrity Big Brother is coming and we have a lot in store for you. Here is my interview with Shubby.
Hi, Madison, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you? Also wanted to say hi.
Oh, what's up, man? Hey, I'm super sorry, my computer reset for some reason.
Like, oh, that's okay.
How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. How are you?
Oh, it's good. It's good to see you guys again.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is so fun. Well, thanks for doing this.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh. Of course. You've been busy the last couple weeks.
Yeah. No, I just took I wanted to take a mini vacation. So I got back last night, but yeah, it was super fun.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. So I have so many questions, but
I have answers.
First of all, yes, thank you so much for doing this. This is so exciting. Like, you're just such a favorite. I feel like fan favorite across the board. Everyone's obsessed with you. So let's dive into your past weekend because you actually had some Big Brother.
Oh yeah. We love our Big Brothers. Yeah.
So you met Claire and Derek X.
I did. I met them both. Yeah.
What was that like?
It was great. I was fanning out over both of them. I thought they were great people and they were great players. And it was like cool because both of them I felt like represented. They were just, I don't know, they felt very innovative, like cast members. So meeting them, it was super cool. I was fanning out hard. Yeah.
That's awesome. So have you been a fan of Big Brother like for a long time?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm a huge competition show guy. So like growing up on shows like Big Brother and Survivor, absolutely.
That's so funny. What made you want to be on The Circle?
Oh yeah. That's a good question. I think first and foremost, it's like my love of the competition shows. And I'm a huge fan of these social experiments and I'm a competitor. I love to compete. And I thought with The Circle, it represented the modern world we live in more like, it was very representative. So I just thought it was super cool.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny. It came out during COVID, which is like, it's a weird, almost like it foreshadowed like what the world was going to look
like. I know. Yeah, no, absolutely. For sure.
What is it like to, because you film The Circle like way in advance. Mm-hmm. So like, you're kind of sitting around being like, okay, I'm going to be famous, but I'm not famous right now. Like, what is that like?
No, I mean, like I was like, when we filmed it and it was done, I was like super excited because the cast was so great. And like the concept was here. And I was really curious. It was like, cause The Circle is so different and innovative. I was so curious to see how like the US people, how it would just like, it would react. But yeah, I was super excited. Like I thought, the game was so great. The cast was so cool. So I was so excited for it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. So you all are like still really close. I think that's what I love about watching like the Circle crossovers. You were with Roxana this past week. It's absolutely. Just like, you're like such a family. When they do the show or like they shot like, I guess, season 2 and 3, are you introduced to them before the season comes out?
No. So we see it, like I saw like the 2 and 3 cast basically when you guys all saw it. You know what I mean?
Wow.
But yeah.
And then you're starting to reach out like, hey.
Like a huge fan of them. So yeah, absolutely.
For sure. That's funny. Okay. So you don't know until we know.
No, I know it when you guys know. Yeah.
That's really funny. So have you like, we know you and Joey are like, best friends.
Yeah.
Do you have any other like besties from other seasons that you're friends with?
Ooh, I honestly feel like I'm super close with so many of them. Like Sammy, I love my Sams. Chris Siebert, Jack. I stayed with Jack like for like 2 weeks and in LA like a few months ago. But yeah, he's super cool and like I just have so much love for them all. So yeah.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So if you weren't going to be on The Circle, what reality show would you want to go on?
Ooh, that's a good question. I love all things reality TV. So like I play it by ear, but yeah, I mean, Survivor, obvious. Like I'm such a like diehard Survivor fan. And this season, are you watching the season this
year? I am not watching this season, but I heard that I must. So.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Can I call you Maddie?
Yeah, totally.
Listen, you got to binge it. It's so good. It's actually really, this season is so good. Like, you
should tell me why. Why is it so good?
You just feel like the cast is so good. And like, it just feels like everyone came to like play. And there's a lot of like personal stuff you learn about them. And it feels very old school, but also really like, the cast is great as well. So it's a good shit season for sure.
Oh, I love that. Okay, cool. Well, I'll definitely have to watch.
Yeah.
I love that. Would you and Joey ever do like The Amazing Race?
Oh yeah. I mean, that'd be super fun. Definitely playing in my ear. Yeah, Amazing Race is great. Joey's always a great time. Love friends with Joe's. So
yeah. So do you guys hang out a lot or?
Yeah, absolutely. When we're ever in the same area, me and Joey, we're at it. It's always super fun.
I love that. I love that so much. So you also got to meet some Big Brother people because the season 3 wrap party happened like right when Big Brother ended. So like what, like you watched this season, who were your favorites? Who were you super excited to meet?
Oh, I mean, okay. I was honestly like, I'm a huge fan of so many of them, like all of them, right? Like after being on a show, like I'll never like, you know what I mean? Like I just have so much love for them all. But yeah, it was super cool. Like at the wrap party, I didn't know any of them were coming. So to see like Hannah or like Claire and Derek come, that was super sick. Actually, yeah. So like Aunt Tiffany was there. So like I had love for them all. It was super cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you had no idea. So you were just like.
I had no idea. Yeah. I was nervous. Oh my God. I was so nervous. It was so shit.
I think that's so funny. So when I met you, you were like, oh, I love reality TV. Yeah. And I left being like, does he realize like he is reality TV? Like, it's so funny. You're so like, excited about these other shows, but you were on an amazing show.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love reality TV.
That's so funny. So when you were on The Circle, it's kind of funny because it was not out yet. You didn't have like a season 1 to go back and watch. Mm. What were you thinking when they were describing, like, was it what you thought it was going to be, or were you thinking something different?
Ooh, that's a good question. So the UK one that came out before ours, like there was a UK season 1. So I loosely knew how it worked, like the ratings, how it was like, you know, the, just like how it was working and how the game structure was. At the back of my head, like you said, there was no precedent for season 1, and just like knowing like I was thinking a lot of early days of Big Brother and Survivor. And I felt like, you know, this season is very much going to be like, people are going to come here, have no idea. And it's going to, I personally thought it was going to be very, maybe it could be very human because it's like the first of its kind. And it was experience of a lifetime. It was to build those relationships with such great people, to compete and feel like all those like feelings. It was everything I hoped for and more. So super sick.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, it's so cool to kind of be part of like the first, like you'll always be the first season. Yeah. And I felt like you all, I love The Circle specifically because sometimes Big Brother is hit or miss. Like sometimes the cast can be like really mean to each other, or cutthroat, or the house is split or whatever, which is makes for great TV. But The Circle has been so fun to watch because everyone's so like nice. Even the catfish are like nice. They're not like mean.
Yeah.
And so it's so cool to see like that dynamic. And then when you get out, it's like everyone's friends. It's just really cool to see. And like, it didn't feel like when you met a catfish in real life that you like, when they do the like circle table thing, mm-hmm. like everyone was like, oh my gosh, wasn't like everyone was like, what the heck, like,
yeah, absolutely.
And I thought that was really cool. Mm-hmm. Were you nervous at all that people thought you were a catfish?
Oh yeah, absolutely, because in our season, if you were a catfish, you were like going home, you know what I mean, because it was like going after that. And like I was super scared to be honest, because it's like, it's the one thing I think, and like if you're kind of like outed as like, you know, in our first ranking, like I was last place, and part of me is like, I was trying to figure out why. I was like, maybe they can think I'm a catfish. And if, I guess the argument is, if you think they're a catfish, then could they be faking all other aspects of the game, like the relationship, so everything you're saying isn't really being taken seriously? So that was a super, yeah, that was definitely, I was really nervous about that.
Oh, yeah, that would be scary if people thought, and then you're over here like, no, it's me, it's really
me. But we're the catfish hunter, you know, we're hunting.
Well, that's an interesting point, because so I am so curious, when I watch the show as like a viewer, I see the catfish and I'm thinking the only thing really catfish is like the photo, right? Everything sure. they're saying, the relationships Definitely. You've built, if they're going to rank you one, it doesn't matter if they're a catfish. But did that ever cross your mind, or were you just like, get them out?
No, look, like, yeah, you make a really valid point. Like at the core of the game, like in many cases with the catfish, like it was just the pictures that were fake, but really the true personality and the true persona of them was rooted in a lot of genuineness. And you're right, a lot of it is in the circle. Like you said, it's like, if you got my back and you're giving me high rankings, so do I. And that was like, it was actually like funny you said that, because like with Rebecca or Seaburn, right? Like, he was obviously not Rebecca at the end. And it was like, but then like, I really understood him, and like everything our relationship was like, he's like kindness. He's a fellow dork. He's super sweet. Like he's, and like, he was ranking me almost one every single time. So like, even though his pictures were fake, it was rooted in a lot of truth. And so it's like you said, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that was such a fun, you were so in love with Rebecca.
No, I, as a sister though, like I really was a sister though. Yeah, I was like a sister thing.
I love it. I love it. Well, that's funny. You guys are still really close.
Hell yeah.
Just Hell not yeah. in a brother sister.
Yeah.
Brother brother way.
Your brother, exactly. Couldn't have said it better.
That's so funny. So what are you doing now?
Yeah, I'm just working. So like, I've been working back in my job, tech job, and I'm finishing my master's and then just working on a few stuff here, there. And like, yeah, it's always, I'm just taking it day by day.
Everything's I love great. That. So when did you film The Circle? It was a 2019.
Yeah. So 2019, August of 2019.
Okay. Yeah. So the world was very normal then.
It was, Maddie, completely normal. Yeah. Back
then. That's crazy. So you took, maybe, were you working at the time? You took some time off to do the show.
Yeah.
And then you went back to work.
Yeah.
And you couldn't tell anybody that you were on the show. And then are you just like at work one day? And then you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to be on Netflix.
Yeah, I never said anything actually to my work. I was super excited. I was nervous a little bit, but I was excited.
Did anyone like come up to you and be like, well, I guess it was COVID. So were you getting emails or?
Yeah, there were emails and stuff, but yeah.
Did your boss say anything, or it was just like, whatever?
No, I think we briefly talked about it and stuff. Yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
That's funny. And then, so you, it's been a while since I've seen your season, ran for governor.
I did. Yeah. I tried to. Yeah.
What was that like?
That was super fun. I always I wanted to help out, and I felt like there were a lot of like technological platforms that were very feasibly been able to be implemented on a statewide level. So I felt like it would have been a super cool thing. And it was super fun. I met a lot of great people. I learned a lot about the process, and yeah, I had the time of my life doing it.
Would we ever see you back on the ballot?
On the ballot? Obviously, yeah. Like, I would definitely want to run again, but like, I guess just right timing, right place, and right thing for sure.
That's cool. I think now we would get lots of votes for sure.
A little more, that'd be fun.
That's awesome. That's so cool. So are you interested in politics, or you just feel like you could make that change, or you were like, because you're in tech, so that's a little different, but...
Yeah, I mean, I was always fascinated by it. I wouldn't even say it's more so politics. I just kind of felt like there was areas where I felt like I could help out a lot. So it's more so with that. Like I just think like, yeah, and there's certain niches, especially with the tech sector and like government. I think that was there's a fascinating like land to be sought with that. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. That's so cool. So you did that, and then you applied for The Circle.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So when you did, were you the one, because sometimes people are like, tell that story of like, oh, my friend sent me the link and I applied on a whim and then, you know, I got on this show. Yeah. Were you, what was your story?
Yeah, no, so I'm a huge competition show fan. So my friend showed me the flyer for it online and then I applied and I just, yeah, I kept on, going through the process and yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, did you tell anybody that you were on the show?
No, no one. No one.
Except your dad, who made the wonderful
Yeah,
video for
mom and
you,
dad.
which
Yeah.
was so sweet.
Oh, yeah, they care.
So you are you from the Bay Area
Yeah, I'm
originally?
from the Bay. Yeah, Bay
Okay.
Area.
And so that's where you're at now, and you're getting your master's. Is that, did you start that over COVID?
Yeah, just actually, yeah, it was like right. It was actually like after, yeah, it was a little bit after we, yeah, so like October 2019, it kind of started and stuff.
Okay,
It was a good time,
wow.
yeah, it's been fun.
How much longer do you have?
About 50, almost 50% done, but
Oh
I'm not really
gosh.
stressed to finish it. I'm just, yeah.
Just want to learn stuff.
Yeah, just
I
want to.
love that. That's so cool. I mean, that's like the dream. It's just to be able to like do that for fun. And you work, so you don't have to stress about going to school all the time. So is it like a part-time?
Yeah, it's part-time, so it's very flexible, yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. What are you studying?
Software engineering. It's like software yeah. It's been cool. I've been taking some art of like deep neural network classes. Those have been really fun, so
Oh, that's cool.
yeah.
So, what is your dream job?
Ooh, my dream job. I don't know. I feel like there's always been so many wide encompassing stuff. Anything in tech, anything in politics, or anything in entertainment, it's always been a wild ride. So, like,
Well, you could
yeah.
probably combine all of those in some perfect job,
Yeah, that'd be super cool. So
like
just
talk
going
show
with
host or something.
yeah, just going with the wind, sailing with the ocean, you know?
I love that. So will we see you on another show soon?
That'd be cool. That'd be cool for sure.
We saw you on the little Love is Blind
Oh yeah,
video.
that was super fun. That was such a fun. Yeah, it was like a, it was that one was like a what is the word? It's like a marketing promotion, that one was. But that was
So
super
funny.
fun.
Yeah, that's so cool. Have you ever thought about doing like a romantic show?
Never say never, you know.
I love it. I love it. That's so funny. I'm trying to think what there is. There's like The Bachelor or
There's The Bachelor.
I guess Love is Blind is a
Love is
good
Blind
one.
for
I mean,
sure.
that's a big one. Like you're like married after.
No, very, yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. So what is your favorite show to watch?
Ooh, like are we talking reality TV or like scripted
Yeah.
or like oh reality?
Both. Let's do
Oh,
both.
both. Okay. I have so many. There's just so many shows out. I love so many of them, but like okay, obviously like reality TV, I'm biased, right? Circle, I love Circle. Survivor will always, I love watching Survivor. And then scripted, I was like a big fan of like Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh,
Those were,
yes.
have you seen them, Curb Your
Yes.
Enthusiasm?
So
Yeah,
good.
I love that one. That one's super sick. Lost, I grew up on Lost. That was a
Oh,
great
yeah.
show. Did you watch that too?
I watched Lost. Yes. It's good. It's,
Wow. Maddie,
I
what a
haven't seen
great.
all the way through,
Okay.
but I feel like I started it over COVID and there's
Wow.
so many. And so that was a fun one because you could just
That's
sit
great.
all day.
So after you binge Survivor today, then you can just watch the rest of the lot.
Done, done. I'll binge all of Survivor
Oh,
today.
I appreciate that.
I see so many tweets about it, and that's where I'm like, okay, I think I need to just
Yeah,
watch
no,
because
it's super
people
good.
talk
It's a
about it.
really good season for sure.
Yeah, well, I feel like this year, and then I feel like Circle kind of started it, which is funny. Before it was like a thing to do was to like include diversity in the show. Like it Circle didn't have to go through that like awkward first season with all white people. It was like, here's an amazing show with like very diverse people who are just genuinely the coolest people. And now I feel like shows are starting to follow suit and everyone's saying it's the best season. And it's like there's something to be said for including all of these like diverse backgrounds and opinions and different people that are making all of these seasons so great. Everyone's loving them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the cast of Circle is amazing. Yeah, and yeah, it's such a good season of Survivor. Like I'm loving
Yeah.
it. I'm loving it.
Oh, I'll definitely have to check it out.
You have to.
What's your favorite season of Big Brother?
Ooh, my. That's a good question. Are you like a hardcore Big Brother fan?
I'm a hardcore Big
So
Brother
you've seen
fan.
all the seasons.
I've seen every season.
I love that. Okay. It's the one where, okay, I think there were, actually, I think this was the first time Rachel Riley played. So you had like, I think Enzo, it was Enzo's first time, and it's the one where Hayden won.
Oh, yes. 12.
12, that one was super good. I also really like the one where Rachel came back and won and came as like the underdog and she just like bulldozed it to the end.
Yeah, that season, I think a lot of people say that's like one of the best seasons.
Yeah,
It's season
like
13, just like
that was super
crazy.
great. I don't remember too much of it, but like when Evil Dick first played, that was whoa, that was like a combustible season.
I mean, yeah, I feel like early Big Brother was like nuts. Like,
Yeah, early Big Brother was also very interesting because it felt very like there wasn't much strategy. It was very like emotional. So it was so fun to watch. Like,
yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, it was very, yeah, they did not hold back at all. And it felt, yeah, it was very like the social game wasn't as big as it is now, where people are like, hold back, like, don't say this, or whatever. They were just like,
exactly like
clear.
you wouldn't go into the room knowing what you're gonna say. It'll be like, Maddie, what was that? What happened?
Yeah, that's so interesting. Do you think being in the circle, it helped or hurt that you weren't like in the room with people?
Ooh, that's a good question. I like talking to people, so I think it would have helped to be in person as well. 'Cause then you can, I think in person also maybe you can have a better idea of where how your connection truly is and where they stand. But I will say, like in our season of the circle, like when I talked to like, Rebecca or Joey or Sammy or Chris, I felt the connection in there. So it wasn't like I was obviously scared it was through a digital platform, but like I thought it was like I could feel the bonds. I really could. Like
Yeah. Was it
we all
nice though to like be able to like think about what you were gonna say before, you hit send?
Yeah, but sometimes those chats are super quick, so it's like there's
You're
not
like
much
going.
time. Yeah, I do think the one benefit though is like in a Survivor or a Big Brother, a lot of times like maybe information can spread out a lot more quickly because it's in person, whereas the circle, it's like there's obviously group chats and one-on-one chats, but maybe like it's more isolated of a game compared to those, which is
Yeah. No,
yeah.
that's true. And it's a shorter time. So you're really
Yeah.
not having as much time.
Absolutely. And I think it's because it's shorter. Like, yeah, for sure. It's
Did you
very.
all do a ratings every day?
I was so long ago that it felt like it. The game was super quick paced.
Yeah. Oh my
Which is also why
gosh.
I think our season was super emotional and like connections, because it was so quick. You just had to go with your like heart and gut at the time.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah, that's crazy. So when new people came in, were you like, oh no, like
Absolutely.
what am I gonna do? What if they build a bond with Rebecca or Joey and then
Yeah,
I'm out?
that was a huge concern of mine. Like I was scared of getting replaced by these new players. I felt like if maybe the new players might look at me or like Sammy or like as big threats, right, and try to take us out. So it was very scary, and I felt like just we had such deep connections with the OGs, and it was like we loved the new players, but it was like, I'm sorry, but
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
What was the hardest blocking you had to do?
Oh, that's a good okay. I would say Antonio and then Mercedes for sure.
Yeah.
Those were toughers. Yeah,
Oh, that's
Antonio,
so
that was really
tough.
sad. Yeah, that was sad.
And did anyone come to see you? I can't remember.
Just you right now, no one else there. No, I mean I got to meet people at the end, but yeah, no one
Right.
came to me,
No
and
one came when they
which
got
was kind of
blocked.
sad, but it was like what, it's cool.
Maybe that's a good sign, though. No one had any beef. They didn't want to come
Yeah.
talk to you.
Actually, that's a good question. You make a good point. Sometimes, like, yeah, a lot of times if someone visits you, it's because they're like super emotional. It's like a bad thing.
Yeah.
And I also think like it was also maybe because like a lot of my deepest connections were still in the game, which is a good sign. So maybe that
Yeah.
is a good
I
thing
mean,
that like
yeah, you guys were strong. When it came down to the end, honestly, when it was like you and Joey, I was like, it could be anybody. Like, I
Yeah.
don't know who it's gonna be.
No, for sure. It was such a good group. And then, like, the fact that we all made it together to the end, it was such a great, ending. So
Yeah, when you were at the end, okay, so you're
yeah.
there. Are you kind of like, I love all these people. If any of us win, it's a win, or were you like, I want to win?
No, for me, like, it was more like I thought, like, the circle, there's no right way to play. And I really did love the final five. So whoever won, I was going to be super excited. For me, it was more like when I got to the end, I was like, I don't care if I get fifth place or obviously first place is nice. But like for me, it's like I had no regrets. I did everything I wanted to. I played this game as hard as I can with the people I love. So like I was like super stoked for whoever won. And I was super stoked for Joey to win. Yeah.
Yeah, it is interesting because kind of like you just said, there even after there's been, three seasons out now, for someone who maybe is going into the circle, there really isn't a strategy because you don't know who is like going to be listened to, who's gonna rate what, how, and like it's kind
Yeah.
of an interesting, like in Big Brother, you can kind of have a strategy, but even then,
Yeah.
sometimes it just doesn't matter. But in this, it's like it is fully up to like depending on the personalities in there, it's weird. So, like, what would you say was your strategy? Or you just were like, I'm just gonna be nice to everybody.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess my strategy was like I had like coming into this game, I felt like with social media, there's always like so many people. We all put walls on social media a lot of times, right? It's very tough to put like the emotional stuff in. So I felt like in the game, I just wanted to stay true to myself, whether the bad, good, or whatever. And when I got eighth place, it kind of like gave me a wake up call. Like, I just got to stay myself and maybe these people will see it. And I just tried to form deep bonds with the players and like whatever I said, I wanted to be loyal to them. And I guess that was my strategy, just staying true to the people I said I would, making really deep connections. And like, I knew like when we made those connections, it wasn't like we were making connections to get to the end. They were true connections, you know what I mean? Regardless of how it happened. So I think that was my way to play it. Just like make really deep, genuine connections. And then like, obviously, yeah. And then yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I think that works well in that game, especially because it's
Absolutely.
like just stay true to those people. They straight stay true to you and you just keep going. And
Yeah.
you obviously worked your way up to the top
Yeah.
very quickly, which was so fun to watch. So when you did the circle, did you have any social media?
I did. So like obviously we grew up with it. So like I had Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, but I would post like maybe once a year and I would like make funny posts like, hey, first and last post of like 2011 or something. Yeah,
And
I used it
now
very
you
little.
have like hundreds of thousands of
Yeah.
followers. What was that like to like start at like one post a year and now it's like
Yeah.
literally 500,000 people, if not more, follow you? What is that like?
Yeah, I mean, we're all super grateful, like how the show, like, I feel like at the purity, the circle's about like human connection and like just like how we're all so similar, even though we have so many differences. And like, I think it was like a good time for the show to come out when the world was going through so much bad. And like, yeah, it was super great. I think it's super cool. Obviously, there's parts where it's over, like it was overwhelming, but like, no, in a great way, in a great way, for sure. It's been super great of a time. And yeah, I love it. I love talking to people like on the world about the show and life. So it's been great. I love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. What do you think your life would look like had you not done the circle?
Oh, oh, that's a great question. I don't know. I'd still be watching reality TV for sure. Probably just my job. I don't know. I really don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah. Wow. That's really cool. I mean, it feels like it like changed your life in such a good way, but like also you are such a grounded person. Like you're still in school and you're working and
Oh,
you're
you're
like
sweet.
doing all of those things. I think that's also a testament to like the circle and the type of people that they pick. And like it's just such an amazing group of people. It's
Yeah.
I've I just chatted with Daniel last
Ooh,
week.
I love Daniel.
What
Nice.
a guy.
Yeah, what a
Like
guy.
obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, it's so refreshing to see, reality TV hit kind of a bump in the road. And
Yeah.
now to see it kind of like taking that turn of like being really real people and not people who are just trying to like be something they're not. And I think
Sure.
that's what the circle really shows. What was something that like your biggest lesson you learned doing the show?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, you know what? I definitely think it was like, especially with social media and just the world in general, sometimes like you can have like black or white views on certain stuff. Like you're like, oh, it's either this or that. But I think going through the circle, seeing all these different people, you really like, for me, I've definitely like, I think it was like, I really like, I've taken in like the biggest lesson is like, it's never been just like one side or the other. It's been very like, there's always that layers of nuance. So definitely to look at it through everyone's perspective and like, you know, we're all in it. So like definitely that for sure.
I love that. Yeah, and it's so true. It's like you, what you see online is not necessarily the full picture. And like there's humans behind all of that. And
But
like
now
it's
I
so
understand
cool.
also then why people do it. Like I now, you know what I mean? There's so many layers to it for sure.
Yeah. No, for sure. It's like, yeah, you want to put your best foot forward at the same time.
It's scary,
Yeah, it's crazy.
yes.
Yeah, it is weird to watch the circle kind of be this weird, like world where like social media does rule everything, because then you reflect and you're like, well, that's kind of how the world is. Like, it's not just on a show. Like, that's how like my world is, or like whatever. It's
Absolutely. No, for
really
sure.
weird. Are you like more cognizant now when like you use social media?
Definitely. I think so for sure. I mean, like, I think I am for sure. Like, I just try. I think so.
Everyone's just doing their best.
We're all trying our best, especially you, because you're in the podcast world. You must see it also, like me. Like, you know, you have to. It's very, it's an ever-changing thing.
Yeah, it's really interesting, because yeah, you want to share like the good stuff, but also like you want to be real. And I feel like I really relate to the people who are like, oh, here's all this good stuff, and then every now and then they're like, I had a bad day today, or like whatever. It's nice to feel connected to people
Yeah,
and
because it's
not,
relatable.
yeah. It's so interesting. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. What are you most excited for 2022?
Oh my God, we're at 2022. Just more advent like adventures, I think. You know what I mean? I think the pandemic took so much time from so much of us. Like, so I'm just excited. Like, I think now it's like the roaring 20s of like our generation and stuff. So just adventures, I'm excited for.
Where do you want to go?
Ooh, I don't know, maybe Egypt. I've always been a huge fan of the pharaohs and stuff, so I'd love to cross that off one day. So
Oh, cool. So you've met kind of this like interesting like world of people from being on this show.
absolutely.
Who like do you hang out with now? Like, who are your buddies? Who are your friends? Who you were like, I would have never met this person if it wasn't for the show.
Absolutely. Obviously, all the cast and a lot of like people from other stuff. It's very random, but like it's been such an eclectic group of people. Like, and I've learned so much from so many different people within this time and space. So it's been great.
Yeah, would you like tra maybe travel with them to Egypt? Who
Oh
knows?
yeah, if you want to go, hell yeah.
You and Joey at the pyramids.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
That's so funny. So when you, okay, I guess it's different because when you leave Big Brother, it's like the show has been on this whole time.
For sure.
When you, okay, the show is announced, you're doing your normal job. What changed like this when the show came out? Was there anything that like was like, oh my gosh, my life overnight just like changed?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's just because the show is like, it was such like, I think like the world really resonated with it when it came out and within the pandemic time. So it was just super cool to see all these people from the different countries and take the circle in. So I think it was just cool, like just being exposed to all of that and just like learning more about other people. And then obviously a lot more people know about the circle and the whole cast. So yeah, it's been a hell of a ride, hell of a ride.
Yeah. Did you have to do like any like interviews with people like right when they announced the show?
Yeah, they had us do it. Those were super fun. I
That's
love talking
awesome.
to her.
That's so funny. Were you like, what is happening?
I was just super excited. I was like, this is sick. Like, this show's, I love the show. Like, I think the show's so great. This
So
is
have you watched back your season?
oh, that's good. I've watched parts of it back. So I watched the whole thing when it came out, and then I watched parts of it coming back.
Okay. Is there anything you're like, oh, why didn't they show like this one conversation? Like, were there pieces that we didn't get to see that happened?
No, I thought it was a really, it represented the game really also, like from what I saw. I think there was one funny thing actually that like I think it would have been super funny if it made it. So there was like one game where it was like this circle thing where it was like talking about the news or something, like, and it, the tagline was like, our dad bods better than like six packs, and then like all of us had like a debate about it, and it was the funniest thing I
and they didn't put that in.
It was so funny. I was dead. And like just us chatting about it was so funny.
That's hilarious. Yeah, it's so funny to hear like what people, like the editors and producers, pick to like go in. Yeah. But it's cool that like from your experience, it was very realistic.
Yeah, ours was super representative of the way it was going. Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Well, gosh, anything else you want to share with us?
No, I mean, this was sick, Maddie. I'm like, thanks so much for having me. I love talking all things reality TV.
Yeah, I love it too. This is awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. By the way, that place we met at, that was such a great place, right?
So good. Yeah, I guess we should say. So I met Shubi. We went to, what's it called?
Mama's Shelter, right?
Oh yes, Mama's Shelter in LA. Yeah. I was with some of my friends. We just walked in, and Austin, my partner, comes up to me and he goes, Madison, that's Shubi. Oh. And I'm like, no, it's not. And I like turn around and I go, oh my God, it is. So then we like go sit at a table and I'm like, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to talk to him? What are we going to say? Like, should we send him drinks? Like what's awkward? Like what's not awkward? What should we do? Is he like busy? Like he looks really busy. And then I was finally like, I need him on my podcast. So we have to go up to him. So Austin went up to him and you were so nice.
No, you guys are great. I'm so nice. I love talking about it too. You guys were so great.
Oh my gosh.
Did you guys go up to the roof, by the way?
We went to the roof. Yeah, we were waiting to go up to the roof.
It was so warm though. Did you feel the sun?
It was hot. We were like right beside like the fan, which was nice.
That's sick.
But it was, it was hot. We had like one drink and then we left. Yeah, but it was such a nice place. I had never been there before. We like just moved to LA.
Oh,
like
wow.
A month ago.
Where did you guys move from?
From Portland, Oregon.
Oh, that's sick. Nice.
Yeah. How are you liking it? Oh, I love it. It's warm. It's sunny. There's no rain. It's amazing.
Well, also, especially like the podcasting world, this is a great place to be, LA, for that.
Yeah, it's actually nice. I got to meet Hannah Chada from Big Brother 23.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we met in person to do her interview, which was super fun. And Kylan lives here. And doing all kinds of fun stuff. It's really fun. It's been amazing. And it's just such a like, I don't know, the energy, like the vibe is so good.
Yeah.
And I know that LA can have its like darker parts, but I'm like, you know, if you just stay positive, it's such a great, compared to Portland, which feels very, probably like the Bay, like not super sunny and cold and it rains. Sure. And I'm loving it so far. It's been nice. I mean, we went on a walk this morning and we were like, we would not be able to do that in Portland in November.
That's great.
So yeah, it's been great. But yeah, so that was like our first time there. And it was just so funny running into you of all people. And it was actually crazy. Like 20 minutes before that, Lisa from The Circle was messaging me about coming on.
Oh, that's sick. Lisa's great. Wow. What a small world. That's sick.
And so, it was so crazy. I had messaged her like forever ago. She didn't see it or respond. And then she responded. And then we saw you and I was like, the universe is telling me something.
That's so cool.
But so fun. So thank you so much for taking the time and chatting with us at Mama's Shelter.
Absolutely. You know, thanks for it was so good seeing you guys at Mama's Shelter. Thanks for having me.
Of course. On the Block is a production of Yes Studios.
Our music is by Harrison Amer. Our executive producer and host is Madison McGee.
Our producer and co-host is AJ Christensen. And our associate producer is Emily Jacques.